here's a word that you did not hear at the State of the Union. Bidenomics. Not one time did you hear that term in the State of the Union. At least I never heard it. Didn't hear it anywhere. In fact, that word has become completely toxic, as I told you it would. I was telling you it was the worst PR move since Bud Light gave some guy a beer in a bathtub. It's proven to be true. People know the economy's bad. People know that groceries are 20% higher. They know that gas is a dollar more per gallon. They know that rent is up. The price of buying a used car is up. And Joe Biden wants to try to tell you how wonderful things are. It's just not true. Liz Peek joining me, Fox News contributor. Liz, good to have you back.
Good morning. Happy to join you.
So this whole thing about how many potato chips are in a bag or this, look, the only shrinkflation we've had in recent years that I've really noticed is in the Oval Office, the ever-shrinking president. I mean, literally, this guy's terrible. Am I wrong?
Oh, you're not wrong. But I would argue with you and say, yeah, there has been a shrinkage in other parts of American life, and that is the quality of life. Steve, the problem people are having is young people can't buy a home because mortgage rates are so high. Why? Because inflation is so high. And that can be put exactly on Joe Biden's doorstep. So when you're talking about his address to the nation, which, by the way, was bizarre in every possible way.
Bizarre.
The infuriating thing about it to me is he just lies. He lies with abandon. He lies about how much wealthy people are paying in taxes. In fact, the top 1% of Americans are paying more as a percentage of overall taxes than they have ever paid in history. Why? Because we are spending so much money, and there's no inclination on the part of this White House to bring spending down. They
No.
just want to milk taxpayers, and it will be, by the way, all taxpayers
Yeah,
who
in
pay
fact,
the burden of this.
I have in my hand here, Liz, the White House budget, $7.3 trillion income for the IRS will be about $5.5 trillion. So we're going to be $1.8 trillion in the hole minimum. It'll be more than that, of course. We're on course to be $40 trillion in debt by 2030, maybe higher, $100 trillion in debt in 20 years or higher. These people are out of control.
Well, they are. And this won't pass, thank the Lord, because we have a Republican-dominated House. But, you know, I think it really kind of goes to the mindset of Democrats, which is very simply this, that the government does a better job of spending your money than you do. That is basically the bottom line on what differentiates Republicans and Democrats. And that is true today. It was true 10 years ago. It'll be true 10 years from now. And I think when Americans look at this budget, they have to ask themselves, how can they possibly be talking about asking for more money for green policies? We just
green shirts. I have to point this
the
out.
Inflation, right? The Inflation Reduction Act turns out to have been, of course, not an Inflation Reduction Act, but far from it. Yeah, it's a green bill costing, recent estimates have put it at close to $1 trillion. So we have put aside $1 trillion, mostly for green energy projects, and they want
failed.
More. And by the way, they can't even find places to put them because communities
but
don't want
them. But here's
the
thing, Liz.
Right?
I find something worse. I find something worse and more egregious in this latest budget proposal. And we say, well, okay, it won't make it through. Today it won't. But there's no guarantee it won't in the future. Because every time I see these crazy ideas, I say, well, that'll never happen. Then 5 years later, I'm like, my God, it's happening. And that's the 50,000 green shirts, the new incarnation of the brown shirts of Germany. But there'll be, you know, kids pounding on the door of their neighbors. Turn off your air conditioner. How can you eat meat? 50,000 little Nazis to come around that are going to be part of this climate core. Good Lord, talk about frightening, Liz. That's the most frightening thing in this entire scheme, isn't it?
It is. It is frightening and it's offensive. And this is not the first time they've launched a youth-led effort. Remember, they're going to be paying students to go out and do ballot harvesting, Steve. That's another thing Democrats have put into recent proposals. Anything to win over young voters, because right now young voters are looking at Donald Trump and saying, you know what, I kind of like this guy. So Biden is losing his advantage with young, with black, with Hispanic, with almost every demographic out there. And the one I mean, you know, wait till he flip-flops on TikTok. He will. You can count on it. He is not going to want to get rid of TikTok because guess what? That's going to infuriate young people and particularly teenagers who will become Democratic voters very soon. So nothing about this proposal, nothing about this budget makes any sense. In fact, every American should look at it as a blueprint for this government's road to disaster. That's what it is.
Yeah, exactly what it is. $7.3 trillion. Again, yeah. It's a jaw dropping. They want to stay at those elevated levels of pandemic spending that turned out to be disastrous. Now that pandemic money has dried up, they need to be able to send more money to people. Oh, and did I mention the hundreds of millions of dollars to house illegals while the border remains open? And Joe Biden says, "Well, there's just nothing we can do about it, Liz. It's just not possible."
Yeah. I know. And it's so sad to me that the media really does not hold him to account at all, Steve. It's depressing. We all know it's an unfair situation in terms of the media treatment of Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. But every day you see new evidence of it. And the way they treated the State of the Union address, a feisty, they landed on the word feisty because angry is too close to angry old men.
Yeah, angry. Anger, and they want to blame. Apparently, it's all my fault. Whatever happened to the world is my fault. Anyhow, the only angry old man I saw recently was during the State of the Union address, a yelling old yeller, Joe Biden, old yeller.
Yeah,
there he was.
Exactly.
I'll give you the last word, Liz. We got about 20 seconds.
Well, look, I wrote a piece recently about this whole shrinkflation thing. It isn't true. I documented that it isn't true. In fact, Snickers, who actually called out in the State of the Union address, came out today and said, no, we have not shrunk our product. So does anybody actually care whether he's telling the truth or are they just going to swallow all this baloney wholesale? I don't know. It's discouraging.
The real what's discouraging is he doesn't know whether or not he's telling the truth. He has no idea what's going on.
That's true.
Liz Peek, always a pleasure. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Take care.
Always. I'll be right back.